Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst for an update. Joining us online, it's Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Neil. Yes, hello.
Mate, drove past the showgrounds in Bathurst at the weekend on my way to Oberon for some under-11s footy. And,
lucky you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. And a World War II exhibition that was put on by a gentleman by the name of Alan McRae, but an amazing amount of exhibitors and equally an amazing amount of people went and had a look at it.
Exactly right. It was, if you've missed it, you've missed it. You know, it won't be here again. It was an anniversary, a display of the end of the World War II, and it was supposed to be 2 years ago, would you believe? It was put down for 2020, and of course COVID got in the road and couldn't do it last year. And finally it happened this year, and it was just an amazing exhibit. Something like 6,000 pieces on the exhibit,
wow.
You know, various uniforms and lots of photos. You're going to spend all day there just reading the photographs, and lots of photographs of Bathurst too, of what Bathurst was like in World War II, which was just amazing. And the Duke of York, I think it was, who took a salute at the end of World War II, who was here, and the troops marching up William Street, a dozen abreast, and you know, as far as the eye could see, it was just spectacular photographs. And the whole exhibition, you know, well done to Alan McRae and the people from the Bathurst Historical Society who put it on. If you missed it, well, that's bad luck. But there were a lot of people, well over 1,000 people there on the Saturday. I was there on the Sunday, and they were streaming, and it was up to 400 or 500 before midday. So a lot of people went and saw it, and well done to the locals for doing that.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Wattle Flat Recreation Reserve, their management plan is on display at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's something that, yeah, we get right back to earth, and these ongoing things. Wattle Flat, of course, is a very historical village north of Bathurst, a historic village north of Bathurst, and the management plan, the big area in the middle of town or just to the north of town, the management of that. There's a race course out there and there's a golf course. They try and call themselves the Royal Wattle Flat, but I don't think they're quite up to that just yet, but they will be. But a little golf club out there, and they play regularly on a Thursday, and people, you know, can go out and play out there at Wattle Flat. So there's all sorts of things happening with that. A little bit of contention as to whether gold mining should be allowed in gold prospecting in the reserve. Of course, that's been traditional out there for many, you know, a couple of hundred years they've been gold mining, 150 years. And, of course, now with metal detectors and that they're using and digging up and things like that. So, you know, bit of discussion about that. But, yeah, Wattle Flat, great little community out there, and they're proactive. That's the good thing about it. They're doing it themselves, and they're very proactive.
Very good. All right, now the Carillion Business Awards, so nominations are closing.
Yeah, powered by Kelso Electrical, the nominations are closing, and of course, business has done it tough over the last couple of years, but bouncing back all over the place, and that's good to see. And the business awards close on the 30th of August. So get your, you know, go on a website, look at the Bathurst Business Chamber website, and the business awards, a whole bunch of awards there, and a glittering event held. I think it's about the middle of October or November for the Business Awards up at the Goldfields. But keep an eye on that one. If you're a business, people in business should nominate themselves, and they should be nominated, you know, because they're doing it a little bit tough out there, but they're having a crack, and that's a good thing. There are 3,300 registered businesses in Bathurst in the LCA. Would you believe that? You know, some single operators and small operators and, of course, other big people, but you know, Kelso Electrical sponsoring that one, and people should get their nominations in. Only a couple of weeks to do that.
Okay. Daffodil Day, it's coming up at the end of the month.
Does it come up every year, 25th of August? And we should support that. The Cancer Council does a wonderful job, and there'll be events right throughout the Central West. They'll have little stalls or whatever it might be to support the Cancer Council. And here in Bathurst, we'll be doing exactly the same thing. I don't know the events that are coming up yet, but Fiona Markwick and the team from the Cancer Council, they'll be doing wonderful things. And we're looking forward to that one here in Bathurst too.
Okay. Now, Tyres Park have got a race meeting on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, Thoroughbred races at Tyres Park on Monday. encourage people to go out and have a look at that one. Put your woolies on because it's not going to be
it's not going to be
30 degrees. I can promise you that. So you may not need a sun hat, but come out and have a look at that one. Some good thing. The track is in marvellous condition. A lot of trainers come up from Sydney for that because they can bring their horses of probably lesser light that don't get a go in the Sydney tracks, and they come up here and they love the quality of the course out here at Tyers Park is second to none. So encouraging people to go out and have a look at that, or if you're sitting at home, have a little flutter if that's your want. Yep.
Indeed. All right. And, mate, finally, council meeting tonight, any big issues?
Yeah, big issues. It's a couple of issues tonight for the council meeting. There's a couple of... we could possibly use the word contentious development applications. A couple of properties here in Bathurst are doing various things, and there'll be some discussion about that. The council staff have put together some amazing information for us to have a look at, and there's a lot of reading, about 1,100 pages of reading for the council meeting tonight. Jason Hamling, you don't have that number, do you? I'm sure you probably do.
I certainly do. But,
yeah, there's a lot of reading involved and, a couple of decisions to be made. Well done to the council staff for giving us all the information that they've got about that. So, yeah, we'll look forward to that tonight.
Okay. I'm with Councillor Graham Hanger from Bathurst Council. Thank you for the update, sir. Catch you in a couple of weeks.
Good on you, Neil. Yeah, we'll have footy finals all coming up about that time too.